Hello and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guests are pastor of Mount Calvary Powerhouse Church in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, Bishop Ron Webb, founder of Fusion Global and host of God's Appointed Times with Rabbi Jason Sobel, Rabbi Jason Sobel, and lead pastor of the Bend Church in Cookeville, Tennessee, Pastor Shane Warren. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall and Mondo De La Vega. And now, live from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, here's your host, Ricky Baker.
Hello, everybody. You're watching Jim Baker's PTL Television Network, and we are excited that you chose to tune in with us today. We want to say thank you from wherever you're watching around the world, and if you're watching this live, we love to see that. You know, Mondo, the PTL Television Network app has been growing. It's been thriving. It's got a much-needed update, finally, but they can find that pretty well anywhere on the internet because we're trying to spread the gospel through all means necessary.
Yeah, you know, using social media and, of course, the free app on your phone, you can have the programs available right now. And as we're watching breaking news by the hour, Ricky, we are going to want to go live even more. So if you can find us on the regular network, which, by the way, we want to thank Impact Network for carrying this program. Thank you for supporting us, and thank you for extending your grace on our ministry. The PTL Network, of course, keeps growing, but we want you to stay live on the updates on what's happening here at Morningside. If you listen, do this. Set yourself an alarm that you can do on social media, because at any moment we can go live, Ricky, and bring you up to date prophetic words. And people are talking a lot about what's happening, yet you can't just hear every voice that is out there. You got to listen to the right voices. And the Voice of the Prophets Network was birthed out of a crisis. But in the middle of a crisis, God speaks to you. And that's where we are right now, Ricky. So people can watch us on Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire Stick, free streaming network. And you can follow us on Facebook. And if you're watching live, welcome to the Jim Baker Show. We are going to do this more often. Listen, if you're watching and you haven't become a partner yet, we want you to become a partner to this ministry. It is so important that we stay together during this time.
That's right. And if you're wondering, we know there is a lot happening in Israel. We're going to be diving deep into that day. But if you were ever wondering where the PTL Television Network stands, where the Jim Baker Family Show stands, where Ricky Baker stands, this is where I stand right here. Come on. I stand with Israel. I want my face to be next to that. Bishop, I want to thank you for being on with us today.
Oh, what a delight.
But Bishop, I stand with Israel. We stand with Israel. Yeah. Oh, we can't afford not to stand with Israel.
Right. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. I'm so excited because, to stand with Israel is to stand with God's people.
Yeah.
And Israel will never be defeated.
Amen.
Praise God. That's the good news.
Yes. That's right. That is the good news. We actually just have this now available because we have an affiliate program with this.
Yes, that's right. I love how God always works all things together. If you allow him to control your life, he will always bring all things together for your good. Amen. But here's what's incredible. We just finished our Ready Now Expo. Just a couple days ago, we had an incredible Ready Now Preparedness Expo. And what I love is, as breaking news was happening, we had Reverend Dave Robbins here with us on the stage to help us understand what is happening biblically, prophetically. We must be prepared for these times. But Ricky, ours, literally that morning, we just released a brand new affiliate with a brand new affiliate called the Steadfast American. They're so new. I'm still trying to remind their name, but they are available. We've worked around the clock because many people said, I want to share. I want to show where I stand. Now is the time to be bold. And so if you want to, you know, we have now partnered with Steadfast American. Actually, anyone who's watching live right now, you can call our toll-free number. You can order the t-shirts to say, I stand with Israel. That's 1-888-988-1588. Also, you can visit our website. Do you see that QR code right there on the bottom of your screen? Scan it. That's your shortcut. Bring your phone up to it. Scan it. It will give you a link directly to our site. But this is how God's worked all things. We just launched this. Now we have an opportunity for us to do something to stand with Israel
time. And church, it is time for us to be bold in our faith.
Amen.
It is time for us to say, you know what? We as the body of Christ stand with Israel. And we, like Bishop, come on, you said it. Israel will not be destroyed.
They will never be destroyed. These are God's chosen people. He said in the book of Deuteronomy that you are a special people.
Yes.
God calls them special. Amen. And although they may be small in number, but they're mighty in God.
Amen. If you don't know, Bishop Ron Webb is the pastor of Mount Calvary Powerhouse Church in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, and he's considered to be a pastor to pastors, and he's also the host of Leadership from Behind the Scenes on the PTL Television Network. Bishop Ron Webb, you're also a member of the Board of Directors here at Morningside USA.
Yes, I'm honored to be here, and we honor, the captain of this ship, the real apostle, and that's Pastor Jim Baker and Ronnie Baker. We thank God for them.
Amen. We also have joining with us Pastor Shane Warren. Shane is the lead pastor of the Bend Church in Cookeville, Tennessee, one of the fastest growing churches in America. We want to thank you for being on, Pastor Shane Warren.
Well, Pastor Shane Warren I'm telling you, he's one of those end time prophets.
Amen.
And has his finger on the pulse of God. And God is using him all across this country and has a phenomenal church. The church is growing by leaps and bounds. Amen. But I'm excited to hear what God is saying through him today.
Amen. We're honored to have you here, Pastor Shane. Thank you for joining us via Skype. We also have Rabbi Jason Sobelmondo. This is a man of the hour. Rabbi Jason Sobel is the founder of Fusion Global and the host of God's Appointed Times with Rabbi Jason Sobel. He's also the author of the book, Signs and Secrets of the Messiah, A Fresh Look at the Miracles of Jesus. Rabbi, we want to thank you for being on with us via Skype as well.
Shalom, shalom. It's great to be here with you. Thank you so much for having me.
Amen. Rabbi, if we can just jump right into it, I want to ask you a question. How significant is Iran's attack that was made on Israel that we just saw?
I mean, this is historic on so many levels. Obviously, this is the first time in modern history since Israel became a state in 1948 that Iran has ever decided to directly launch an attack against the state of Israel from its own territories. Usually, it uses as proxies. It's created this ring of fire around Israel, like Hezbollah in the north or Hamas in the south. But the fact that they have done this shows that they are escalating to a new level. It shows that they are going on the offensive. And what I think it also shows is it's not just an attack on Israel. It's an attack on the United States of America and the West, because they are showing that they are not afraid, they are not concerned about what the United States thinks or what we encourage them to do or not do. Really, we're being challenged as the world superpower at the moment.
We are being challenged as the world superpower at the moment, Mondo. Would you ever think there was a time? I mean, we know America to be one of the greatest nations that's ever lived, Israel and America. God truly has had his hand on these nations, but we're being challenged as the world's superpower right now.
Absolutely. And I think what we're watching is the administration either has to step up and stand on what the Bible says. The Bible says that a double-minded man is unstable in its ways. And then there's another scripture, Bishop, that it says, let your yes be yes or your no be no. But there's no maybes. No. And there's one thing I've learned, that when it comes to Israel, according to the Bible, according to the Holy Scriptures, that's a non-negotiable with God.
Right.
That means every nation cannot negotiate Israel for God. And we're watching America negotiate about Israel, and yet America's unstable in many ways. We're watching being pushed to either we're going to say, yes, we're going to stand with Israel, or no. But there's no maybes
That's
with
right.
God.
Amen.
Every time you decide to have a maybe with God, God brings a shaking to the nation economically, in the borders. Do I need to keep going? In the culture.
Yes.
And you watch a nation like America not being able to even answer whether we stand with Israel or not. That becomes a personal problem, because America has the largest Christian, family in the world probably that stands with Israel, yet the nation is not wanting to stand with Israel, and we're watching our enemies one step away from our doorstep.
Yes.
I don't know if you understand that. When we're watching protesters shut down the Golden Gate, that's a problem. The problem is in the house now. Yet we don't make it personal because they're not bombing us. But yet when you have radical groups shutting down some of the major interstates and shutting even ways to get into the airport, I don't understand what else is going to take for this administration to understand that either we're going to back Israel all the way or we got to get out of Israel's way. But I got to tell you something. According to what I'm reading in the scriptures, we better stand with Israel.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Amen. And not just offensively, we have to stand with them defensively.
Amen. Yes. You know? That's a good word. Not just offensively, we have to stand with them defensively. Rabbi Sobel, you say that there are two ways to see this attack play out. Can you explain what you mean?
Yeah, this is either going to go one of two ways. One would be Israel, you know, a direct response by Israel launching a military attack directly on Iran, meaning launching missiles or sending their air force to strike Iranian targets within the country itself. If they do that, Iran has said that will lead to a retaliation of a greater magnitude on the Iranians, that they'll respond. Now, of course, Israel, with some help from the United States, shot down 99% of all of the missiles launched against them. So this was an epic failure on part of the Iranians. God helped protect Israel with the use of technology. And that could potentially lead to a regional war. This is something the Biden administration does not want to see. In fact, it's interesting, a few things. One is that there is a report out by Reuters that Iran informed Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and the UAE of what they wanted to do, and they actually got a kind of tacit approval by the United States as long as the strike stayed within certain parameters. If that is true, this is not the actions of an ally. That's a very sad state of affairs. So Israel is kind of handcuffed in how they can respond if they succumb to U.S. pressure. The other option is they do targeted attacks against Iranian proxies in Syria, in Lebanon, in Iraq, maybe in Yemen, and that probably would not lead to a greater escalation and a potential regional conflict with Iran if they go that direction. The other thing that's really interesting, just as Mondo raised these protests, there was actually a classified Iranian documents that were recently put out there that said Iran is actually behind these global protests that are going on around the world that are standing against Israel. So there's direct Iranian involvement and potentially sleeper cells in the United States and throughout other nations of the West.
You know, I want to watch that news report from Fox News as anti-Israel protesters fly the Hezbollah flag. Watch this.
This is unbelievable. Anti-Israeli protesters flying the Hezbollah flag in front of the New York Stock Exchange. Yes, the terroristic flag located in Lebanon. They're chanting also death to America in a few languages while marching through the streets of various cities in America.
Protesters jamming up traffic for hours on the Brooklyn Bridge, some even burning the American flag. Look at that.
Meanwhile, on the other coast in San Francisco, 38 activists were arrested after shutting down the Golden Gate Bridge for almost 5 hours. Another group blocked several sections of the freeway around the Bay Area, brought the city to a grind.
And in Chicago, travelers heading to O'Hare International Airport were forced to drag their luggage down the highway after protesters completely blocked access to main terminal. 54 people were arrested there.
It's unbelievable that this is allowed to happen. I mean, this is a day also. It's not even a day in which, you know, you could say that there was a bombing of relief workers in Gaza. This is a day in which 24 hours prior, the country of Israel was under attack and was taken out and blocked most of those missiles and rockets by fellow Arab nations, led primarily by Israel itself, also about 80. And then you have Jordan and Saudi Arabia also playing a predominant role, as well as Egypt could have even played a role. But yet here in America, somebody's paying all these 20-something-year-olds to take the pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas, pro-Hezbollah side, which is insane if you know the ethics and the values that don't exist in their organizations and in their countries, even for Iran. Why, what are they even thinking?
Why yesterday? It was tax day, and they did this in honor of tax day, these pro-Palestinian protesters in these cities disrupting the economic logistical hubs in hopes of sending a monetary message across our country. That's why Senators Marsha Blackburn and Tom Tillis have introduced this law to make it a federal crime to purposely obstruct public roads and highways. It's right. called the Safe and Open Streets Act.
There's the Golden Gate Bridge. Complete ground to a halt for 5 hours. How many people were in ambulances who had to go through areas where these people...
Or go to work, or pick up their kids.
Right. How many people on the pro-Palestinian side missed meetings or flights, and they are angry at what happened? They can understand it, but at the same time, it kind of backfired for people like that.
Mm. Rabbi Sobel, how are we supposed to respond to this?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, of course, number one, we need to be praying. You know, we need to be praying that God gives wisdom to Prime Minister Netanyahu, to the leadership of Israel. We need to be praying that they would know exactly how to respond. We need to be praying for the peace and protection of Israel and the Jewish people, for the hostages to come back home. We need to be praying for our president and our Congress. And Senate to make wise decisions to stand with and support Israel. Because we're living in crazy times. I mean, I think what we're seeing is dominoes are beginning to fall that are going to set things up for end time events. I'm not saying that is tomorrow, but it's clearly we are on a trajectory that is accelerating. The train is getting faster.
You know, it's so important what Rabbi is saying, because as I'm looking at the news, let me give you some headlines, and then I want to ask you this question about what should the message be for the church right now. But listen to this headline. Iran has vowed to unleash a weapon never used before against Israel if the country retaliates for the missiles and drone blitz. Number two, Iran shuts down nuclear facilities over revenge fears. Then this one, the world braces for cyber attacks. Mm. Yeah. We are watching a convergence right. of Bible prophecy, because while all this is happening, we are experiencing shakings of magnitudes in areas that have not felt earthquakes before. At the very same time, we're watching the economic collapse, you know, beginning to take place and form. At the same time, we're watching the shortages of food like never before. You have to understand, for a first world country, famine looks a lot different than it does a third world country. Right. For us, one expert explains for America what famine looks like. It starts with inflation.
Right.
Understand that inflation will drive famine, because it gets to the point where you're not going to be able to afford many of the items that maybe last year you were able to afford. We're watching that the ripple effect that this is causing, by the end of next week, they're expecting $7 a gallon for gasoline. Mm. Many people can't afford that. At the very same time, we're watching wars and rumors of wars take yes. place. Yet, what is our message? So, Rabbi, let me ask you this. What is your message for the church and the Americans that are living under this turmoil during the times that we're living in right now?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I think, first of all, to remember what God constantly says to Israel, Al tira ami, do not fear my people. You know, we can't go to a place of fear. We have to stay in a place of faith. But more specifically, I believe we are in an Exodus chapter one moment in history, especially here in our nation. And that is this. It says in Exodus chapter 1 that, and we're coming into Passover next week, so this is the time of reading the Exodus. It's, you know, It says, there arose a Pharaoh who did not remember Joseph. What that means is not that they forgot that there was a guy by the name of Joseph, but they considered what Joseph did as far as his contribution to helping to save Egypt and the blessing that he brought to Egypt. They counted it of no consequence. America has historically stood in Israel, with Israel. I am concerned that there is a political leadership, that there are generations arising because of influences in our educational system that has forgotten Joseph, that has forgotten how the Jewish people have been a blessing to this nation, and that in part God has blessed this nation because of that, the Judeo-Christian values on which this nation has been founded. And so it's time for people to remember, to not forget. And I believe that we need men and women who are going to have chutzpah, who are going to have holy boldness, spiritual audacity. And just like in the book of Esther, which takes place in Persia, which is modern day Iran, there was Mordecai who refused to bow his knee to Amalek. Iran is the modern day Amalek, that spirit of hate and anti-Semitism. We need men and women who will not bow the knee, who will not compromise, who will stand firm in their faith and their conviction, and who will not waver, and who will pray and intercede like Mordecai and Esther did, and believe that God is going to give the victory if we are willing to stand in the gap and go out there and tell the world God's promises to Israel and what the scriptures truly has to say. We need that today more than ever, not this kind of wishy-washy wokeness that we see going out there with so many Christians not even understanding the importance of Israel and the importance of praying and standing with God's people.
Praise God.
Wow. Rabbi, we want to thank you for being bold in your faith. Yeah. And you know, Rabbi wrote this book. It's called Signs and Secrets of the Messiah, A Fresh Look at the Miracles of Jesus. This is available at every major retailer. I want you to go out and get this book because this is a critical book for the times we are living in. Yeah. Mondo, I truly believe that we're living in the end times.
Yes.
And this is a book we need to get in the hands of everyone we can.
I think Rabbi just said it perfectly. There's a lot of wishy-washy Christians that don't understand the times and the seasons that we're in right now. And Christianity, there's a turmoil, and it's turning to, Facebook has turned into a lot of gossip, and yet Christians think they're doing themselves a favor by sharing what this pastor said, what this other pastor didn't say, and we agree with this one, we don't agree with that one. If you're partaking in that sin, you must repent.
Yeah. That's right.
You're as guilty as the person that is doing something. Don't use Facebook and social media for a platform to spread more gossip. There are more important things happening around the world than a church. Listen, God will take care of the church and will discipline the church. But yet when you're watching this prophetic events in Israel, let me give you this one line inside of this headline, because we are on the brink of something big, yet the church is still asleep. The church is still arguing on whose theology is right or wrong. Let's go back to the scriptures. And I think that book right there that you're holding helps us understand the true meaning of what the Messiah came to do.
Right.
But listen to this. If Iran hits targets inside of the land of Israel, that will literally push us to the brink of the unthinkable. Mm. We are one step away from one of the greatest third world wars that this world has ever seen. Yet the hope we have is that it all signals that the king is coming back.
That's right.
Because Bible prophecy is being fulfilled more in our time
than any
other time in history. But God chose you, God chose us for this moment. Let us arise and be bold and understand that as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Amen.
Rabbi Sobel, I want to thank you for joining us on this episode of The Jim Baker Show. We appreciate you taking the time and giving us this important update on Israel.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me. Shalom and blessings.
Amen. You know, Bishop, when the news of the imminent attack on Israel was about to happen, there was a cheering on the part of anti-Israel activists. I want to watch this, and then I want to get yours and Pastor Shane's opinion on these anti-Israel activists applauding the doom of Israel.
Well, this is a chant that started in Chicago after they got news what was happening in Israel. Watch.
I just have to report something to everyone.
And so it begins. Iran has just responded about 30 minutes ago. There are reports of drones having been fired on Israel from Yemen and Iraq as well. This is when this country and the world needs us, because the United States is going to quote unquote defend the criminal Israeli state. And we, all of the anti-war committees here, all of the Palestine support coalitions here, must be ready immediately to be out in the streets and to stop the U.S. from expanding this war on Iran.
You know, Charlie, we keep pretending like we don't understand what these people mean. Yeah. I mean, it's all over the country. They're saying that they hate the country. They're saying to the river, to the sea, and we keep saying, oh, it's just free speech. It's free speech until they decide to attack us here at home.
Bishop.
Wow, it is mind-blowing. And this is why, as Mundo alluded to a few moments ago, you've alluded to it, is that we have to preach the gospel.
Yeah. Amen.
And we can't wait. And thank God for our news stations reporting this. But this is information that needs to spring from our pulpits across America.
Amen.
And these are people in our own country saying death to America.
Yes. That's right.
We have to wake up and realize that we're in perilous times. Paul talks about that in 2 Timothy 3:1, that this know also that in the last days, perilous times, troublesome times, and then one translation says times that are hard to bear. We're facing this. We're living in this moment right
there.
Now. And I was thinking, you know, while preparing for this show, I was going to deal with some of the signs of the time and some of the signs of the times, which is, you know, we're watching it, wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes in different places in the country. And then Daniel prophesied, Daniel chapter 12, that knowledge shall increase. We're seeing knowledge increase, education, all those things increase. But then there's the persecution of the Christians. We're starting to see this right before our eyes. And then what are some of the other signs of his coming? And that is when there's increase hostility against Israel. That's what we're watching right now.
That's
when
right.
people are applauding the attack of Israel, it is later than what you think.
Yeah. That's right.
This is why the church has to arise and shine, for the light has come.
Thank you,
and
Jesus.
The glory of the Lord has risen upon us. Praise God. And to see the scripture being unraveled right before our eyes, it's amazing.
That's right. Pastor Shane, you are with us. I want to thank you so much for being with us via Skype. What do you make of all this? We have Americans in America saying death to America and death to Israel. Pastor, what do we do?
Sanity and civility is unraveling at the seams in our nation and around the world. What we're seeing here, guys, is not just the beginning, but I think we're already in the midst of the fulfillment of several passages of Scripture that's leading to one direction, and that is a major world war escalation, whether you call that Gog Magog, the Battle of Armageddon, or just World War III. I think right now what we're seeing is Psalm 83 already in the works. When you look at Psalm 83, there are territories and the people that are the people groups rather that are mentioned in Psalm 83 are those areas where Hamas, Hezbollah, and these other terrorist organizations who are on the borders of the Holy Land. And the scripture prophesies that what's coming is something has to take place. I believe October the 8th, when Hamas did what they did, was this trigger that something has to take place to cause Israel finally to have enough and to go to push back some of these terrorist organizations, route them out of these areas and these territories to keep the Jewish people from harm, the people in Israel from harm. I believe you are seeing the beginning of that. October 8th, I believe, was that trigger. And now Israel has no choice, in my opinion, but to respond to Iran. Anytime a nation fires over 350 projectiles, missiles, and suicide drones to attack a nation, that is an escalation of unprecedented proportions. And so the sources that I have, and I'm not giving away anything that's not being talked about on several news sources, but the sources that I have within the land are saying that Israel is going to retaliate. What Israel's going to do is they're going to go after the head of the snake on this thing. Iran is the one who is funding and mobilizing all of these proxies, these terrorist groups who are causing the issues for the nation of Israel. And so when you look at Bible prophecy, in my opinion, I think what we've done through the years is we look at the Battle of Armageddon and it's this one thing that happens all of a sudden. But how I see this is, and history seems to play this out, that the Battle of Armageddon is actually the culmination of a lot of other skirmishes or battles, many wars along the way. All of the world wars of history, the great wars of history, started with battles that led up to the major escalation of conflict. Psalm 83, here's how I see the scripture playing out. Psalm 83, Israel has to push back these terrorist organizations, Hamas, Hezbollah, the others that are in their territories. Then, as they do that, this is going to put a hook in the jaw of Iran. And so Iran is mentioned, Persia is Ezekiel 38 and 39. Now, somewhere in between Psalm 83 and Ezekiel 38 and 39, Isaiah chapter 17 has to happen, which is the destruction of Damascus, Syria. And so the reason I say that is because by the time we get to Ezekiel 38, 39, there's no mention of Syria at all, which is one of the most fierce enemies, historically speaking, of the nation of Israel. So what I see playing right now is Psalm 83, the fulfillment of that. Israel is having to push enemies out of the north, out of the south, and get them off their territories and get them some protection for their people, because this is escalating. As a result of this, Iran is going to respond in some way because they're funding this. And so now if Israel retaliates, and trust me when I say they will retaliate, they might not retaliate as you think they will or should, like other countries do. Israel is very smart. Their leadership have been protecting this land for a long time. They know what they're doing. They are very strategic. They are very thought out, and they will make sure that they respond appropriately. Now, when they retaliate, Iran is going to have to do their thing as well. I see this escalating. Russia yesterday moved a major warship into the territory along beside our ships. As Brother Sobel was saying, I've also heard and read reports that several nations, Arab nations, signed off on this attack. I have also seen reports that our administration knew about the attack and basically gave permission for that. If this is true, what you're seeing is the fulfillment of prophecy where the Bible declares that Israel will one day stand alone, that they will stand alone, but they will stand nonetheless. So again, what I see happening is Psalm 83 being fulfilled right now and leading into Ezekiel 38 and 39, which is Gog and Magog. When that war takes place, and remember here, Russia's involved in this. The Sudan is involved in this. Turkey is involved in this. Iran, mentioned by name. When this happens, Ezekiel 38 and 39, then we know the judgment of God comes. That leads to all the nations gathering in the Valley of Megiddo to go up to Jerusalem. Now, again, this is a process of wars that's going to happen. Now, at the same time that we have all of this stuff going on, we've got red heifers with altars being built in Israel, and it is my opinion that A lot is getting ready to happen between. Now, this is the word of the Lord. A lot is going to happen between now and the Feast of Pentecost. The next 40 days, 35 to 40 days, are going to be very strategic, important days that we all need to be paying attention to. At any moment, there could be multiple attacks around the globe simultaneously triggering something that all of us in our heart knows eventually is coming. We don't want it to happen, but we know it's eventually coming. It is time, high time, we're past time for the church to wake up, yes, and get out of this pablum pulpiteering preaching that we're doing, self-help philosophy that's not convicting anybody or building character in anybody or putting commitment and backbone into the heart of a people. We have raised a bunch of sissies in our nation, and the pulpit is greatly responsible for that. There's a lot that I could go on here and talk about right now, because I'm very troubled about this. I'm very burdened about this. You know, there's a lot to this. So I want you to understand the reason the nations are getting involved. People don't know this, but the third greatest oil producing nation on the planet is Iran. And so petroleum is at stake. I mean, if there's retaliation, you'll see, if you think gas prices are bad now, you'll see crazy stuff. And then what's sad about all of this is our administration gave them billions of dollars and empowered them to do it just a few years ago. And so we're seeing foolishness on every hand. And what's happening is this thing is unraveling at the seam. And Bishop so adequately described the days we're in Timothy, in chapter 3 there, when it says, in the last days, perilous times shall come. The Greek word there means deadly menacing, deadly menacing. But there's a great promise that comes. If you go on down in that passage, it talks about the folly of this world and the nations and what they're doing will become so manifest. In fact, in the Greek, it says that they will become mentally ill. Is like a translation of the word. In other words, the foolishness of what's going on with national leadership and people groups and all of these protesters and things of that nature doing what we just saw is going to become so manifest. Paul said in these deadly menacing times that everybody will say these people have lost their mind. And then he comes down and says, just as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, they will fiercely withstand the people of God. And that's the Jewish people and the Christian people. This is coming. There is a hatred, an anti-Semitism that's arising in the earth, that's driven by the Antichrist spirit. And there is an anti-Christian sentiment that is arising around the globe and in America. And at the end of the day, Christian and Jews are going to be blamed for this, for any kind of ills that's going on in the planet. But the Bible says, just as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses vehemently, and their folly was made manifest to everybody, God promises that the church in the last days is going to rise with power. And if you go back in Exodus chapter 7, Jannes and Jambres were the magicians that threw that, when Moses threw his rod down and it became a serpent, then what happened was Jannes and Jambres threw their rod down and it also became a serpent. But the difference is the rod that Moses threw down, that serpent gobbled up and ate up the other serpents. And what we're headed toward right now is there's an escalation in the natural realm where there's wars, rumors of wars. This is the fulfillment of prophecy. Listen, folks, if you're watching me from around the world, you are living in what the Bible calls in Timothy 3, eschatos. Last days, eschatos. It means the final stop on the journey of faith. We're living not just in the last days, but the last of the last days. We are the final stop on the journey of faith. God says it's going to be dangerous. It's going to be ugly. It's going to be hard to bear. But he makes a promise that in those days, just like Janice and Jambres tried to withstand the power of God and it didn't work, so also in the last days there will be a demonstration of the Holy Ghost that will gobble up every serpent that is moving in the earth. I got news for you. Before Jesus comes in glory for his church, he will come in glory in his church because he's coming for a church without spot, wrinkle, or blemish, a glorious church. He made a promise, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. So child of God, I know these are troubling times. This should not scare us. This should prepare us for the greatest outpouring of the Holy Ghost the earth has ever seen. So this war in the natural is showing us a war in the supernatural. Demonism and Satanism and witchcraft is escalating all around the globe. There's a spiritual war going on as well as a natural war. And whenever God's doing something in the natural in Israel, he's doing something supernatural in his church. So we as the body of Christ need to wake up. And preachers, you got to get back to preaching the gospel. I have told people at my church, if you don't like me talking about politics, go somewhere else. But I refuse to sit by and let this nation go to hell on my watch and me stand behind a pulpit and act like I'm scared of people and don't want to talk about it. I'll never tell people who to vote for. But I do have a right and a responsibility to lift up my voice like a trumpet and talk about the issues of our day, because this is no longer about politics. This is not about Democrats and Republicans. This is about good versus evil. And we're living in a day where they're calling evil good and good evil. And it's time for the church to come out of this mess and finally make a stand. When the world is at its worst, they need to see a church at their best. And so I'm just challenging you to step up.
Amen. Challenging you to step up, Bishop. Amen. That's a good word.
Oh, that's it. That's the message of the hour. And as Pastor Shane alluded to, man, you know, all these self-help groups and motivators in the pulpit, we're called to preach the gospel. Yes. Amen. Yes. And amen. Preaching the gospel is the good news. It ought to motivate you to do the right thing. But, man, I'm telling you, we're in troublesome times. And right there, this is the beginning. Matthew says it's the beginning of birth pain.
That's right.
It's the beginning of sorrows. These are signs that we're seeing. And I like what Pastor Shane, alluded to. He says that, you know, it's not just one event. There are multiple events leading up. Psalms 83, I just want to read this, just a verse or two of this. In verse 2, don't you hear the uproar of your enemies? Don't you see that your arrogant enemies are rising up? They devise crafty schemes against your people. They conspire against your precious ones. Come, they say, let us wipe out Israel as a nation. We will destroy the very memory of their existence. Woo. That's exactly what's happening right now. We are watching this, and they're saying, let's destroy Israel. But Israel will prevail in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Bishop, what do the signs look like?
Oh, wow. Well, you know, this is interesting because, you know, Jesus has given us these signs, and the signs, he says, this is just the beginning of the sorrow. Just for instance, if we're headed to Chicago right now, you know, you see a sign that says Chicago, you know, Highway 57, and we're going, you know, east, okay? Well, that sign is not Chicago.
Amen.
That's a sign pointing towards Chicago. Yeah. And on our way there, there are many exits that we can take that lead us in that direction. Well, when you see wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes, diverse places, persecution against the church, those are only signs
just pointing to the destination.
Pointing to the destination. When the sea and the waves begin to roar, hurricanes, natural disaster. I mean, the weather patterns now are more crazy than we've ever seen before.
Right.
I mean, there's snow in one day, and then, you know, it's so hot in another place where it's snow in another area.
That's right.
And then there's flooding in another, all happening at the same time.
That's right.
These are the signs of the end time, and the church has to sound a clarion cry and sound the alarm.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, Bishop, it makes me think that when we watch these signs and we pray for God to come back and we want God to judge, the church rebels against the judgment of God because we don't like how it looks like. Right. Yet, before the beginning starts, there has to be a dark moment. When Jesus was being crucified, everything got dark around him.
Yes.
Everything got silent and dark and turmoil. Yet, we have to withstand to the very end. We are headed towards judgment in a way that we don't understand it because we have seen Bible prophecy and we see this book through the American church, yet we have to see it through the Middle East where everything takes place.
That's right.
When you talk about the arrogance of the enemy, arrogant people have to protect and earn their respect. Then they have to protect their reputation. And if they don't get those two, what happens? They have to retaliate.
Yes.
Enemies retaliate, yet when God talks about where we're headed, listen to this, because this is everything that Pastor Shane was talking about. In Joel chapter 3, it says, I will gather the armies of the world into the valley of Jehoshaphat. Okay. There I will judge them.
Yes.
There's a moment coming that God has to judge the nations, but in order for God to judge the nations, things have to get dark.
Yes. Right.
But yet we're called to be the light.
Oh, that's it. I mean, man, you're stirring up something.
Man.
Pastor Ricky and I was talking about that earlier. When we read and we see prophecy coming to pass, it's going to come to pass when it's from God.
Amen.
And but here's the good news. The good news is these things have to happen.
Have to.
Or the fulfillment of Scripture will not come to pass.
That's right.
Yes. So the wars and rumors of wars have to take place.
That's right.
Earthquakes in diverse places must come to pass.
That's right.
Pestilence, disease, incurable disease. All these things are going to happen, but they're the beginning of sorrows. But at the same time, you know, we can't focus on one area. We got to hear what God is saying in the midst of this.
Right.
So what? In the last days, check this out. Perilous times shall come.
That's right.
What Paul says. But Joel says, in the last days, says God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. So think about this. You got perilous times in the last days, but you got the spirit of the Lord that's coming.
Amen.
My God does his best work when our backs are against the wall.
That's
it's
right.
Amazing
Amen.
That
that's
the
right.
scripture says that where sin abounds, much grace, more grace abounds.
That's right. You know, Pastor or Bishop, it says in Luke 21, I'm going to start right here in verse 12. It says, but before all these things, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before the kings and governors because of my name. This will give you an opportunity to bear witness.
Yes.
It says, therefore, make up your minds not to prepare your defense ahead of time, for I will give you such words and wisdom that none of your adversaries will be able to resist or contradict it.
Oh, my God.
Bishop, we might be in trials and tribulations, but the Lord and the Holy Spirit is the one who gives us the words.
Oh, every time. The Bible says he's the spirit of truth.
Amen.
Yeah. He's the spirit of truth. And one of you mentioned earlier that we're in a time now where people are saying there's nothing to all of this and that prophet's not right, this prophet's right. How do you know it? Peter said in the last days there will come scoffers they will mock the things of God. But how many know the word of God will stand forever? Heaven and earth shall pass away, but he says, my word will stand forever. And so what do we do when we hear all these prophets? And Jesus says false prophets shall emerge. They're coming and false Messiah. When I was studying that out, Mondo, I went to the book of Isaiah, and I thought this was interesting because we're hearing, I mean, where there's a real, there's a counterfeit. Well, Isaiah 42, verse 8, he says, I am the Lord, that is my name. I will not give my glory to anyone else, nor share my praise with idle gods. Verse 9 says, everything I prophesied has come true.
Yes.
And now I will prophesy again, and I will tell you the future before it happens.
Yes.
That's God.
Amen.
When it's true, thank God for the voice of the prophet.
Amen.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost will what?
Amen.
Show you things to come.
That's right.
Amen. And we're hearing prophets declare and speak the word of the Lord, and we're seeing it come to pass right before our eyes.
That's right. We're truly living in one of the most prophetic times that has ever lived. We are seeing more prophecy be unfolded. You can simply turn on the news, open up your front door, open the Bible, and you realize, man, we are living in prophetic events. But there is war in Israel right now. They're being attacked by Iran. They're being attacked by potentially Russia. and we are witnessing this firsthand. I want you to watch this.
World War III is about to happen. And the war with Israel, after being in prayer, I really believe it will drag on this year. It will last for many months, and it will expand beyond Israel's borders.
Israel says it is still on high alert after more than 350 missiles were launched in a surprise attack by Iran over the weekend.
It was one of the largest salvos of ballistic and cruise missiles ever fired. But Israel's missile defense system, along with a combined international effort led by the U.S., intercepting 99% of those threats, including more than 100 ballistic missiles, according to the IDF.
Decades-long shadow war between Israel and Iran is now out in the open.
General, why do you believe that Iran would have used nuclear weapons last night if they had them?
Well, Brian, not a known thing, but what we saw the Iranians do was prove to the world, first of all, that restraint is not in their vocabulary. And it also showed that the Iranians now have never had a weapon and not used it.
After the attack, President Joe Biden and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu talked by phone. Biden reportedly told Netanyahu, "You got a win, take a win," and urged him to carefully think through the consequences of any retaliation.
But if saber rattling goes from the "I will destroy you" phase into the actually launching of military attacks, which actually strike military targets, you are at war, period. Iran has declared war formally. Russia has said they would back Iran in this instance, and World War III would happen.
But I believe that 2024 is going to be the most important year for Bible prophecy that any of us have ever experienced so far. So buckle up and hold on tight, because things are about to get really crazy.
Ukraine has been at war with Russia for more than 2 years now, and there are signs that this year could be pivotal.
The dire conditions that Ukrainian officials have been warning of for many months now do now seem to be here, with some even expressing concern that Ukraine is potentially at risk of losing this war this calendar year.
This is ridiculous. It's like the situation with Ukraine, when apparently the Biden administration reached out to China to say, please restrain Russia. And of course, Russia has been anything but restrained now for more than 2 years. It's the same thing with Iran. I think what the Biden administration needs to understand is these things are not happening despite China. They're happening because China's just fine having the United States tied up, both in Europe and in the Middle East. They think this is great. And so for them to take Taiwan, they need the United States to be distracted. They need us to exhaust our resources, particularly in Ukraine. But
wow. Pastor Shane Warne, I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us here today. With just a few minutes left in the broadcast, what would be your message to America?
My message to everybody is get right before you get left. Jesus is coming soon. We're living in that time that all the prophets look forward to. This is the greatest moment in human history, prophetically speaking. For years, we've all preached about this, talked about this, and now we are they upon whom the ends of the world are coming. And Jesus is coming soon. And dear friend, if you don't know Jesus today, you don't have to go through religious calisthenic. The Bible makes it really easy and plain. All you got to do is believe with your heart, confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. So if you're watching me today and you don't know Jesus, just say this. Just say, Lord, I believe that you're the Son of God. You died for my sins, that you arose from the grave. I believe that you want to be my Savior, so I give you my life. And ask Jesus into your heart right now, and you can be assured of heaven as if you're already there. For all the Christians out there, I want to encourage you. This is not the time to shrink back in fear. We are not people. We came from a stock of people who were tormented, persecuted, and yet still squared their shoulders, stiffened their spines, spit in the face of hell, and said, we're going to lift up the name of Jesus, even if you burn us at the stake. We are strong people. So now is the time, body of Christ, to come together, to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You need the Holy Ghost and the baptism of the Holy Ghost more than you've ever needed it before, because he has made a promise that he come to this earth to show you things to come. You are prophetic people. So let God speak to you and show you what's coming.
Let God speak to you. Praise God. Bishop, with just a minute or two left in the show, what's a word of encouragement for someone watching right now?
Prepare, prepare, prepare.
Amen.
As the famous words of Apostle Jim Baker,
that's right,
is preparation. And I believe that's the message of the hour and the word that's on the floor. As it were in the days of Noah, so shall it be.
Amen.
The second coming of the Son of Man. People were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marrying. And he says, don't let these days catch you unprepared.
That's right.
So that means physically, mentally prepared, and don't be caught off guard.
Don't be caught off guard. That's right. It is time to be on guard. Right here in Luke 21, verse 34, it says, be on your guard so that your minds are not dulled from carousing, drunkenness, and worries of life, or that day will come upon you unexpectedly. Friend, the day does not have to come upon you unexpectedly. Get intimate with the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Have prayer time every single day. Every single day, wake up and say, God, if you want me to do it, I'm going to do it. And if you say no, then I'll respect your no. You have to have that fear of the Lord. We have to bring the fear of the Lord back into our pulpits, friend.
Yes.
We cannot just be a seeker-friendly church. We must say, you have to come in and you have to repent and believe the gospel. There is only one way to heaven, that is Jesus Christ. Friends, we must grow bold. And you know what, Nana? I'm getting bold in my faith, too. And I know I must stand with Israel. That's why I'm going to wear this every chance I get.
I love it.
My wife says I got 3 t-shirts I wear. I got 4. Come on, praise. Now I got this. Marshall, it's more important than ever that we support Israel, that we support God's people. Christians, that is our duty.
Amen.
You know, there is a replacement theology that has happened that says Israel is no longer God's people. It's the church. Believer, that is not the case. Israel is still God's people, and we must abide by that.
That's right.
And PTL Television Network, we stand with Israel. The Jim Baker Family Show, we stand with Israel. Ricky Baker, I stand with Israel.
Amen.
I'm going to be bold and proud about that.
Yes, that's right, Ricky. And I want to make sure everyone knows, if you're watching right now, we are live. If you're watching, or if you're watching at home right now, you can go to our website. That's jimbakershow.com. Click on the affiliates, or you can call our toll-free number. We have our operators here at Morningside. That's 1-888-988-1588. But I want you to know, when you order a t-shirt, you're not just ordering a t-shirt that you can wear. This is Steadfast American, that are Christian, like-minded believers.
That's right.
But we come together to spread the gospel of Jesus. It's through your financial giving, whether it be a t-shirt, whether it be the emergency food, up to 25-year shelf life food, the generators. Pastor Jim has simply just always given something back to you that could be a part of helping to be ready, helping you to be prepared. But most importantly, what it comes down to is it's about souls.
Amen.
It's about preaching the kingdom of heaven into the world. And so we want to thank you for partnering with us through our affiliates. Call that toll-free number. It's 1-888-988-1588.
And Bishop's over here getting bold about his faith, too.
Look
at that. He wrote on his handkerchief. He wrote, I stand with Israel. Hey, Bishop, we have 30 seconds left in the live broadcast. Is it time for us as Christians to be bold in our faith, or what?
Oh, to be bold as a lion. And why? When you mentioned that, I was just thinking, let's pray for our pastors across America.
Let's do that.
Amen. Across the world, to stand and declare the word of the Lord and to be bold as a lion. Father, I thank you for holy boldness as the Apostle Paul prayed. Pray that the Lord would give us holy boldness that we may speak the word of God as we ought to. In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Friend, we want to remind you that God loves you. He really does. Make sure to stand with Israel. It's wildly important, friend. Now is the time to be bold. We'll see you on our next broadcast. Thank you.